Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth.com/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Hello, America, and happy Wednesday. Yep, a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. What a show we got for you. Right off the bat, we're going to go turn to Tom Fitton, our good friend, the president of Judicial Watch, and a man who every day is fighting for transparency from governments, federal, state, and local. Judicial Watch does some of the most important Freedom of Information Act open records requests in the country. They have been doing it for nearly all of my career, and Tom Fitton is the brave, courageous, relentless leader of this organization. Does a great job. In addition, they have been, like myself, like others, an occasional victim of censorship and what appears to be untethered, irrational censorship without an actual cause. They just were knocked off of YouTube for a video that Judicial Watch believes was truly factual, not disinformation, but they're bounced off. So we're going to talk to Tom about the state of free speech in America, about the state of transparency in America. And we can't let Tom pass through here without also having a great conversation about the Russia collusion, John Durham investigation, that story, a big one. And there's a reason he's up to speed on. He just won a very important ruling. A federal judge in the last few days has ordered the FBI to provide details on all the people that were looped in, part of the Peter Strzok opening Crossfire Hurricane investigation memo. It's known as an electronic communication. This is a memo that our good friend Kevin Brock, former intelligence director, assistant director of the FBI, said did not lay out an authorized or appropriate predicate to open the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. Well, there's been a mystery about who was in the loop, who wasn't, who could be interviewed that we don't know about. Well, like they do so often because they're so determined, they have been able to convince a judge to look at this information and determine should it be released, knowing everybody that was in the loop on the opening of Crossfire Hurricane and on the creation of those FISAs that misled the FISA court and the United States Congress. They should all be identified so we can all get final answers in truth, something I'm sure John Durham is doing behind closed doors. All right. After that, we had an amazing interview last night on the TV show on Just the News, Not Noise, on Real America's Voice, Channel 219, Dish Network, Channel 240, Pluto, on all of the apps, including Roku and Apple, and of course, Real America's Voice own proprietary app and the Just the News app. If you want to watch the TV show on the Just the News app, you know what you do? Click on the watch button. It's that simple. But we're going to make it even easier for you on this podcast. Last night, we had retired General Mike Flynn. Yes, that Mike Flynn, the one we broke the story about yesterday, the man who was relentlessly pursued for Russia collusion in the absence of evidence of Russia collusion. And of course, the man who ultimately got a pardon for President Trump. He's reacting to the big scoop we broke on this podcast, broke on this show yesterday, and you're going to want to hear what he has to say. He views the latest slight against him, the Pentagon's effort to dock his pay and get recovery of some of the small funds he got from Russia when he went on that spy mission, as a continuation of his persecution. That's right. That's what he said. Very important to hear his side of the story. It's a good one. It's an important one, and I think you'll enjoy listening to it today. All right, folks, two great guests back-to-back. Tom Fitton, followed by General Mike Flynn. What a show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after we hear from our great sponsors, partners, and advertisers right after this. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. This next guest needs no introduction. He has done as much as anyone in this country to achieve transparency from government when government doesn't want to be transparent. He is the head of the amazing group Judicial Watch. You know him as Tom Fitton. Tom, great to have you on the show.
Hey, good to be with you, John. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, listen, it's an honor to have you on every time because every time we talk, you guys have a big lawsuit. You're winning something. This week, another major development. Judicial Watch wins an order from a judge, and the FBI must provide new details on the officials listed in the struck memo that opened up the spy operation we know as Crossfire Hurricane. Big deal on this. What should we expect to get when the FBI complies?
Well, we expect to get more information about the FBI officials who allegedly were involved in this operation. It was a memo that Strzok wrote to himself, authorizing himself to initiate an unprecedented spy operation against a candidate for the presidency at the time. Now, there's a big question as to whether that, quote, was the memo that opened it, as opposed to them doing something separately before then.
Right.
But the FBI, incredibly, didn't want to tell us who else was on the memo. And they're also, by the way, withholding other countries that were involved in this. So the court wanted at least information about the titles and what their job duties were. The FBI objected to that. So the court said you have to give it to Judicial Watch. And if divulging that level of information might actually identify the officials before, you know, it's ready or they're ready, then turn it over to me and privately in court. So, you know, it's another way to chip at the secrecy surrounding the worst corruption scandal in American history.
It is amazing how long they have tried to cover up the different names and the different people up and down the chain. You probably remember this, but when we first discovered that Steele had gone to the State Department and why he was working for the FBI and tried to peddle the same stuff to the State Department. There was a memo between the State Department and an FBI official, and originally the government wouldn't give us the name of the guy. It turned out to be the assistant director of the FBI, you know, whose name is clearly a public matter of public record. There has been this idea that anyone involved in Crossfire Hurricane gets an extra special secret layer of protection for something that really turned out to be not an intelligence operation at all. Why do you think that is? Is it just bureaucratic covering for each other, or do you think the goal is to keep people away from witnesses who might be able to add to the story of wrongdoing that occurred here?
Well, it's a combination of everything. First of all, the resting state of the deep state is secrecy. So they don't want to turn over anything just on principle. And, you know, the courts previously had given them an out in terms of withholding government, the names of government officials in FOIA requests. But as you point out, typically those names are of junior level,
right,
you know, admin people who, you know, there's not much public interest in their identity, as opposed to high level officials involved in the issues we're talking about that they're now abusing the law to try to hide.
It's just amazing. It is. And remember, the very first person convicted in the Durham case was not a guy that was on the radar, right? It was a lawyer downstream. The idea that people downstream aren't relevant to the American public's understanding of this case, that one blows it away. And, you know, no one knew who Kevin Kleinsmith was originally. And yet today, you know, he is the first convicted person in the Durham case.
But you know, going back a little bit, John, I mean, what's extraordinary about this, in addition, is that this electronic communication, which is like one of the keystone documents, only came out because of Judicial Watch's lawsuit.
That's right.
Durham didn't get this out
nope.
to us.
Nope.
You know, and this is the frustration we have here,
yeah.
is that, you know, we're all hoping for justice in the Durham investigation. But boy, you know, he's slow and really quite limited in the scope of who he's going after, at least currently.
Yeah, no, it is a slow process. There's no doubt about it. I suspect the trial will tell a larger story, but it's just a trial of one guy on one charge in what is now clearly a very big conspiracy to have misled the American public. One of the things that I think is important about that founding document, the original electronic communication that Pete Strzok does, is that we had Kevin Brock, the former intelligence chief for the FBI back in the Mueller years, very respected guy. He looked at it and said three things. One, this violates the rules. Strzok both opens the investigation and approves the opening investigation. That's not right.
Right.
Two, there is no predicate that would meet the test. Anyone who's been trained as a supervisor of the FBI would not consider this a predicate that would justify opening of a criminal investigation. And then three, he pointed out something really interesting. When I got the declassified documents from President Trump, some of them that got declassified, there's a memo where they're meeting with one of the informants right away in August and basically saying, oh, don't bother with Papadopoulos. We're no longer interested in him. So they open up on July 31st saying, oh, Papadopoulos, the whole reason. 11 days later, they're telling the informant, don't even bother looking at him. We're not even interested in him anymore. In 11 days, they went from opening to, wait a second, they don't even look at the guy. The idea that someone as senior as Kevin Brock could see through this, what does it say about the McCabe-Comey team allowing that EC to open up without the proper proof?
Well, they were anti-Trump activists. They were nervous about Trump, and they were looking for any hook. And they were willing to break all the norms. You know, they talk about norms, right?
Yeah.
Trump breaking the norms. Well, the norms were broken with respect to Trump in terms of the abuse of power to target him. And as you highlight, there wasn't a basis to open an investigation into, quote, a regular American, or let alone a candidate for the presidency. I mean, it was unprecedented activity by the FBI, going back to Nixon and Johnson and, you know, Kennedy, where the FBI was regularly misused for political purposes. There's nothing comparable. This is why I call it the worst corruption scandal in American history. There's nothing comparable in terms of the misuse of these government agencies to target the political opposition of the party in power.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. That's what makes this so troubling. It's the banana republic that we never wanted to become, the FBI engaging in that sort of a silliness. You have another big win this week. I think it came out Monday. Judicial Watch got documents showing that a Texas researcher was tipping off the Wuhan lab of what U.S. Congress might be interested in investigating. How surprising was that to you to see the University of Texas medical branch doctor basically warning him, hey, the Americans might be looking at you? It seems like the ultimate tip-off, doesn't it?
Yeah, Dr. LeDuc, I think his name is pronounced.
Yes.
So he's one of the top. It's not so much he's from Texas, and there was this. He was leading one of the most important laboratories in the country when it came to biological research.
Of course.
So he's kind of like one of the top people in the country in this area, and he has this expertise. And again, it shows that you have the medical establishment in this country working hand in glove with their colleagues in China to really help them with investigations for which the Congress is rightly investigating them and giving them a heads up. It's really quite extraordinary.
It is. And he basically is clearing with the, if I understand correctly, the reading through this, clearing with the Wuhan researcher what his story is going to be, basically synchronizing their story. I think there's a moment that I've been approached repeatedly for details of work, attaches a draft summary of what I'll be providing to the leadership, knowing, of course, that would go from the university probably to Congress at some point. In fact, he says likely to go to congressional committees. Weird to see a witness trying to coordinate their stories behind the scenes before giving it there. This club of researchers between China and America, there seems to be such a cozy relationship that they're all protecting each other without regard to what maybe the American interest might be in this. Is that part of this idea that you've now begun to expose the clickiness of this scientific community?
Yeah, Fauci and others knew about what Wuhan was up to. They covered it up. It's clear in the documents we've uncovered. They knew, everyone knew there was gain of function going on, not only in China, but here in the United States, that type of research. And early on in the pandemic, they were more concerned about protecting China, despite all the evidence China was deleting data and intimidating their own people. And when you look at these documents, you can see even the Wuhan Institute people were giving the hand to the face to the Americans here because they didn't want to get involved.
Nope.
Because they knew they were more, it wasn't just the United States that was going to be going after them, but they had to answer to the totalitarians running the Chinese state.
Yeah, it is stunning. And the culture really does flow down from Fauci. This is his way of doing business, which is, this is our science. We're the scientists. It's our story to tell. The facts be damned. We're going to control the story. And I think that we've seen that mindset not only comes from Fauci, it filters all through the NIH community, including down to the independent researchers that get their money from NIH at these different universities.
Yeah, we're talking about the deep state. Deep state is that attitude is as present in NIH and HHS and all those top medical federal agencies as it is in the FBI and NSA. They'll break the rules, they'll lie, they'll withhold information, and they'll target their opposition just as much as the bad guys in the intelligence community will.
It's just amazing. It really is. And the Judicial Watch's work has been so essential at exposing not only the substance of the communication, but I think more importantly, the mentality of these science bureaucrats, that this is our information, not the public's. The public's too dumb to understand what we're doing. We are science, as Fauci would say. Really remarkable work that Judicial Watch has done to bring this all to light and to continue to dig where a lot of people have been afraid to dig. Part of the reason, because when you dig here, you often get censored. And I think you just had yet another censorship episode, right? With YouTube censoring another of your videos.
Yeah, they took down one of our videos and locked out our account for 7 days. We're the nation's largest and most effective government watchdog group. And supposedly we put out election misinformation, which is a false smear.
Right.
I know exactly what is appropriate for YouTube. I never say anything that YouTube shouldn't be able to approve. But YouTube has taken the partisan position that anyone who raises any questions about the 2020 election or even debates the issue is going to be deleted and censored. And it's, as I said, it's a partisan ideological effort. And Judicial Watch was censored. I see Heritage Foundation was just censored.
Yeah.
So as Elon Musk, pushes for free speech at Twitter, the other big tech companies are escalating their suppression of free speech. It's really, we talk about China. It's not much different here because we know in the background We have evidence of it. And of course, the Biden administration has been proud of the fact that they've been encouraging big tech. So yeah. The government has been pushing for this censorship, and big tech is more than happy to oblige. So it's an ugly scenario.
It sure is. And it's becoming more prevalent. And now you have the mentality of big tech about to move into the government with the new DHS Disinformation Governance Board. And Nina Jankowicz, we have a video up this morning where she gives a speech last October, right after the Justice Department has ordered the FBI or sicked the FBI on parents who are at these school board protests raising concerns about CRT, that people who are opposing CRT are, in her words, disinformers. So basically anything that opposes your ideology is disinformation. It's not based on the facts. It's based on your ideological standpoint. How concerned are you about that mentality and the fact that this woman now theoretically could be in charge of a board very soon?
Well, it's a totalitarian Marxist worldview. You know, she's a proponent of critical race theory. She uses it as the basis to justify her censorship. So, of course, anyone who opposes critical race theory must be part of the disinformation gang, which is a Marxist term as it is. You know, this person hates the First Amendment. The organized left hates the First Amendment. And the Biden administration has been embracing attacks on the First Amendment that we haven't seen in modern history here in our country. It's quite extraordinary. They've set up this board with this radical leftist who is not only an ideologue, but a nasty partisan. And on top of that, they are doing it right in the middle of an election season, again, to suppress voices that might otherwise be out there advocating for removing them from power. I mean, it's what totalitarians do all over the world. And we're seeing the rising totalitarianism here at home. It's really, really disturbing.
No, it really is. And you've been on the front lines for a long time, starting to expose this. Because if bureaucrats had their way, we would never know this was going on. And you're cracking through that ice every day. One other place, because I've been the beneficiary of much of this, is the great work Judicial Watch has done in the Hunter Biden case. And you had I didn't get a lot of attention, or didn't get as much attention as I think it should have got. A new lawsuit that you have filed against the State Department for messages sent through the SMART system, which is their kind of backdoor. I think they oftentimes will refer to it as they're going on the high side to communicate. Why could this be very important? This is a body of documents that we don't think Congress got a lot of visuals into, right? So this could be a whole new body of documents.
Yeah, we have some documents, John, and you've seen them too, about Hunter and Ukraine and how his business dealings there were interfering with our foreign policy in Ukraine.
Yep.
And Russia.
Right.
And the corruption there. So we know there's already material in that sort of, as you say, that kind of key official messaging system. The second area that we don't have a lot of insight on, which I think is curious, is China. You know, I'm not aware
Great
of seeing
point.
Any State Department documents about his dealings in China.
No.
And there's no doubt if he's going over there five, six, you know, a dozen times, however many times he went over there,
yep.
both, you know, with Secret Service and without Secret Service protection.
And once with his father on Air Force Two, I mean, which is an official event.
That's right. So the State Department, you know, necessarily would have material about what was going on there. You know, and it goes to show you that after 2 years, it's like, well, you know, there's still basic information, basic questions that haven't been answered about Hunter Biden. And, you know, it highlights the need, again, for a special prosecutor into the Biden issue, because right now it's all being done by direct political appointees of Garland and President Biden, and the regulations, according to what we were told during Mueller's era, require a special counsel be appointed when there's this obvious conflict of interest.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, your work on Hunter Biden on many things, Russia collusion, COVID-19, is epic work, because it has really wrenched from the hands of bureaucrats the truth that they wanted to keep so desperately buried. And we benefit every time you're in action, Tom, and great folks at Judicial Watch. Thanks so much for bringing us up to speed on all these really important things. We're gonna be keeping a close eye on a lot of these cases, particularly that FBI one. I think a lot of people are going to be excited to see what you get in that next lawsuit.
Thank you, John.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Good evening, America, and welcome to Just the News, Not Noise, the show here where today we have some big news.
We broke another unbelievable story that we definitely need to cover more of tonight, especially with General Michael Flynn himself. But John, catch us up to speed on all that has been discovered before we bring him on.
Yeah, real important story. The general's going to be joining us in just a few short seconds. Listen, since 2016, the media, the Democratic establishment has questioned General Flynn's patriotism because he went to a dinner in Russia with Vladimir Putin in December 2015. Last night, we put up the documents. He did that dinner at the behest of the DIA because he was helping America spy on the Russians. He cleared it in advance. He met with all the Russian experts in the intelligence community. He got tasking orders. He went there. He came back. He gave a thumb drive full of intelligence back to the United States community. And for the last 6 years, General Flynn has stayed quiet about that, taking all the barbs, all the questions of his patriotism. Tonight, we get the chance to ask the general what really happened in that now infamous dinner in Moscow, and I want to have everyone join us right now in welcoming General Michael Flynn to the show. General, good to have you on.
Thanks, John. Thank you, Amanda, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sir, for 6 years, your reputation was completely wrecked by people who suggested you went to this dinner to be some sort of patsy for Vladimir Putin to get rich off of Russian money. We now know from these DIA documents you went there to spy on Russia for America. You cleared it in advance. You came back with valuable intelligence. How hard was it for you to stay silent all these years and not be able to tell Americans what really happened at that dinner?
Well, first of all, and I appreciate you having me on because what I believe has occurred is the Department of Defense underneath this administration, the Biden administration, they completed an investigation and they decided that they're going to further persecute me by tagging my pay for what they call a violation of something called the Emoluments Clause. It's stunning because of the transparency that I provided to the entirety of not only the national security apparatus, but certainly the Department of Defense. And in fact, without putting out some of the names of the people that attended that meeting, but there are representatives from all the services in that meeting over at DIA that I was briefed on prior to my going over to Russia to do that speaking engagement. And then following that speaking engagement, I did a full debrief with, that's sort of as a former agency head, the expectations of you to go overseas and do things on behalf of our government is just expected. And every agency head in the past has always done that. So it's not unusual, but this just shows the depth and the level of fear on the part of this administration of me, and also I think the evil that we're facing in our government right now. I mean, this is nothing more than just persecution and harassment and another attempt to embarrass me personally, which at this stage they've done all I can, and I'm still standing here, John, and we're going to continue to move around this country like I have been moving around with a group of people trying to help people get involved at the local level in our country, from our election process, on up to all the different aspects of the national security state and the things that I'm very familiar with and trying to help out with. And I mean, God, we talk all day about Russia, China, and I wish that's what I was talking about on behalf of the United States of America. But now I'm here talking about just this continuing persecution for what really amounts to, John, and you know this because you reported on it so intimately over the last 4 or 5 years, for a crime that I did not commit and for a pardon that I did not want, as the Department of Justice did for egregious government misconduct, because there was no crime committed. But what they did was for the entirety of the Mueller investigation and leading up to it, obviously they, as you know, and you reported so well, they just went right after me and my family and just tried to destroy me. And solely because I helped Donald Trump get elected in 2016. And they did not want me back in the mix of things in the summer of 2020 when he was running again. So they kept that sort of Damocles, over my, the yoke over my neck, I guess, until after the election. And now we know, even more about what happened during the 2020 election, certainly as this just came out recently in the Dinesh D'Souza movie. So anyway, it's a long, long, complicated story for many people. This is just a continued persecution. I don't expect it to end. I know this is just another effort to keep me silent, which I will not be. I will continue to fight for this country as I always have from the time that I was a young man joining the military. So that's just in my nature. And I appreciate telling a little bit of this story. I really appreciate the article that you put out about this. And I understand you might do one or two others, which I think it's a story that needs to be told to the American people and certainly to the audience that pays attention to what's happening to our country. And I guess I would just finish by saying, if people want to help me, because I do get a lot of that, how can I help you? They can go to my website, generalflynn.com. I have a letter to America that I wrote, which is really a letter thanking the American people for helping me through the previous persecution, where they went after my family and I had to make some really difficult decisions, at a very, very difficult time in my life. But the American people, they understood and they came to my family's rescue. And so here I am again. And, I don't mind the fight. I really don't mind the fight. We need it in this country and we need champions. So, my last point there for you, John, and you, Amanda, is that I'm out and about this country seeking champions to help stand up, step up and speak up on all of the different things that we are up against right now in this crazy, crazy administration that is ruining, not running, they are ruining our country.
General, you have been through so much emotionally, professionally, financially, and then you get this letter from the Pentagon demanding that you fork over this money that I would certainly assume they already knew about anyway. Right. I know that this isn't a laughing matter, but with everything that you've been through at this point, I feel like it's like, oh, yeah, of course they are doing this. But what went through your mind when you got that letter?
Well, first of all, I was not surprised. I was not surprised at the letter. They do not give me any recourse. They didn't give me a copy of the investigation. They don't let me have 30 days to respond to whatever they investigated. I know that there are classified documents that go along with everything that I did. So, release the damn classified documents. I won't speak to those, but I know that they exist. I'm just not surprised. I'm not surprised at the snarkiness, at the at the evil that exists inside of our government right now, particularly the national security state, which has overcome the military-industrial complex by far, head and shoulders above now. They are trying to run this country, and they don't like people like me because they know that they do not want me coming back into government in any capacity, because they know how I know how they operate, and they know exactly what I would have done had I stayed in much longer as a national security advisor to then Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. So they had to get rid of me very quickly. So I'm not surprised at this. It's just another dig, another means to embarrass, another way that they just want me to shut up. And I'm not about to. It's not in my nature. I'm not designed that way. And I will tell you that it actually stiffens my backbone even more, because, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to tell you, they're just going to reach into my retirement, and they're going to take some money out, money that, you know, it means something, but at the end of the day, this country means a heck of a lot more than what they will do to me. And it ought to be a sign to everybody, all your listeners, everybody that watches this show, and everybody that'll see it in other means on social media and, in podcasts, because I know a lot of people are talking about the article that you put out, that Justin News put out in the last 24 hours. A lot of people have sent me a lot of information back about it. And so I think with me standing up and doing what I'm doing, I hope that it encourages at least one other person. That's really all I'm looking for. I'm looking for that one person who's willing to stand up, step up, and speak up, and do the kinds of things that we need to do to rescue this country from this person that we're all going through, this persecution that we're all going through, which is a slide towards communism and Marxism. It really is. We can't kid ourselves anymore.
Nope, we can't.
General Michael Flynn, you are a freedom fighter, and your service to this country is certainly appreciated by both John and I in this network and all of our viewers as well. So thank you so much for all of your service. Thank you for being here today. We will definitely have you back on again very soon. And John and I will be back after the commercial break.
Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special. 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. So grateful to have had Mike Flynn on the show. What some powerful words. You really get the sense of a man who is steeled now against all of this misinformation, all of this disinformation, and not going to take it anymore. Doesn't even seem to be bothered by the fact that they're going to try to take some more money from him, top of the millions that went to his legal bills. Really remarkable and insightful interview. And also, he confirms what I've been reporting since 2019, and yet this week, got the documents to back it up. He went to Russia in 2015, not to go make a cheap buck off of Vladimir Putin and suck up, but instead to spy on him and his players and report back to the U.S. intelligence community. Very, very important, different purpose than what the media and their players in Congress all misled us about for so very, very long. Two great interviews. Very excited. Now, before we go, you know I like to introduce you to all of our partners, all of our strategic partners, all of our advertisers and sponsors, because each of them not only supports the show, not only supports the Just the News reporting, not only supports our endeavors, they also do special things for you. They give you offers that you can't get in the open marketplace. These are unique offers to the Just the News family, to the John Solomon Reports listenership. And one of those are my good friends at Smith AI. And I run a small business, right? Just the News, Bentley Media Group, is a small business. I own it. I have to worry about everything. Some nights I'm running the dishwasher and cleaning up in the office. Other nights I'm doing the bills. One of the things that always is a challenge for me is answering the phones and all the messages that come in to us. We have millions of readers. People reach out by phone, by email. And I'm telling you what, it can be overwhelming and it can be expensive to have human receptionists and professional call handlers. And I have a great solution because Smith A has a great solution. You know what? They provide award-winning virtual receptionists who are live, they're professional, they're human, and they handle all your calls, your chats, and your texts and unlock new business at just a fraction of the cost if you were to hire the staff in-house. That's pretty good, right? Smith AI pays for itself. That's one of the great things about it. Smith AI pays for itself. And then some with all the new clients that their receptionists are going to help you secure. So never miss another lead. Boost your revenue, increase your focus at work, and keep your staffing costs down. In this period of high inflation, all of those are winning strategies for a small business. If you run one like I do, AI is the way to go. Smith AI has the ultimate solution. Now, they've got plans starting at as low as $240 a month. That is a bargain. So try smith.ai today. And here's how you do it. Listeners can get $100 off when you sign up using the promo code JustNews. Where do you go? You go to smith.ai. That's easy, right? Smith.ai. You use the promo code JustNews. While you're on there, you're going to see a lot of five-star reviews. You're going to see the incredible plans they have starting at just $240. You're going to get $100 off when you sign up using the code JustNews. That's JustNews, one word. It's a great code. You use it for a lot of other things. $100 at sign up. What a good deal. Don't let another day go by and let your business flounder or miss a lead, miss a contact from one of your important customers or future customers. Go try out Smith AI at smith.ai and just use that promo code. You know what it is, JustNews, all one word. All right, folks, have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow with some great interviews. I think we got some scoops coming on over the horizon, including in Missouri in the Eric Reitens case. Stay tuned on that. All right, have a great night. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story, but this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.